Getting fresh fruit and vegetables to Alaska is no easy task. A lot of it is slowly barged up from the lower 48, but the most perishable items make their way to the state by truck through Canada over the remote and grueling Alaska Highway. APRN's Annie Feit caught up with two drivers who team up for the long journey and has their story.
The back of Mike Casey's semi-truck is filled with lettuce, apples, and watermelons, but he might as well be carrying gold. He remembers a time he pulled over at a wide spot on a highway in Alaska. A tour bus idled nearby.
The tour bus driver starts waving at me. "Hold up, hold up," he says. "Are you the ones that are bringing the produce up?" He says, "I'm from the lower 48 about 20 years ago," and he says, "Fresh produce. That's the one thing me and my wife have missed for so long." He says, "The variety and the quality."
On this day, Mike and his driving partner, Rod Berger, are easing the truck into the loading bay at Walmart's Wasilla Supercenter.
Pop our seals here, get the doors open.
They've spent less than 3 days driving 2,600 miles from the company's warehouse in northern Oregon. Walmart's alternative, a barge, would have taken more than a week. The truck is specially outfitted to make the long trip. It has moose lights and air ride suspension to handle the frost heaves. Rod says the produce can be heated or cooled to precise temperatures in three different compartments.
And I'm pretty proud of that fact, that we can come in here with a 58-degree banana and have gone through 70 below weather.
The men carry survival gear along with the produce. The route takes them through British Columbia and the Yukon Territory. During the 8 months of winter, they negotiate snowy mountain passes and have to keep a constant lookout for bison marching along the road. Rod was part of the first Walmart team that made a run to Alaska 2 years ago, but for Mike, it took some convincing.
"I had no desire to do this. I'd tell Rod.
Until I finally got him to come up here."
"I told Rod, just bring back some pictures. I'm interested in that. Other than that, I had a million reasons for not doing it. And I just absolutely fell in love with it. This is the way I want to retire, coming up here."
There aren't many two-person teams left in Walmart's private fleet of trucks. But for the long Alaska runs, it's necessary. Rod and Mike drive straight through, switching off every 11 hours to rest in one of the bunks in the sleeper compartment. Rod gives a tour of the amenities.
"We have the upper and lower bunk in the back, microwave, refrigerator, extra storage."
Rod says on a team, making sure your partner has a good rest and a safe ride is always the focus.
"Some really good long-term million-mile solo drivers never make good team drivers because they can't adapt to that aspect of always thinking of the other person first. You know, the way you close the door, the way you stop, the way you set your brakes, the way you shift."
The men work 2 weeks on, 1 week off. The round trip takes about 5 days. Mike says it might seem monotonous, but he never gets tired of making the run.
"It's just kind of you and the road. You may drive for 3 or 4 hours and not see another vehicle. And I don't know, it's kind of, I was thinking about it today, and it's, when I was a young kid, I always wanted to be a cowboy. Just get on a horse and just go and go and go. And I'm much more comfortable in this truck, but that's exactly the way I feel."
Rod and Mike say it's like a vacation road trip. Week after week, they get paid to visit some of the most beautiful places on Earth. Even wintertime has its own rewards, especially at minus 70. For APRN.
"Can I do a sign off?"
"Sure."
"Even though the car guys would want to run down the up escalator when they hear me say it, this is NPR.
And I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.